Well, I think that the speech that David Cameron delivered in Cheltenham at the party's Spring Forum, and indeed a speech by George Osborne, the Shadow Chancellor, were really the gloomiest speeches that I've heard from those two since they took over the leadership of the Conservative Party 3 years ago. And they essentially are preparing us for what they're calling this new age of austerity. And they say that this isn't just going to be sort of a little bit of trimming here and a little bit of trimming there. It's going to be what they're calling a complete cultural change in the way that government operates, both nationally and locally. And when the Conservatives have talked in the past about how we, in an ideal world, believe in a low-tax economy, they've never really sort of gone into specifics. But David Cameron did, in his speech to the Spring Forum, actually begin to outline some specifics, and a few examples are quite interesting. He talked about how tax credits, which are the main mechanism that Gordon Brown has used for tackling poverty, they should no longer be paid out, he said, to households who have an income of more than £50,000. So that means a couple who each earn £25,000 would no longer be entitled to tax credits that top up their income. He also talked about how the NHS electronic patients record, this is this £12 billion system that's designed to ensure that people's medical records are stored across the NHS, saying those should be replaced by individuals storing their medical records online. They're talking about web-based versions of that. Now, what some critics of that will say is, well, actually, you do need your medical records to be stored by the NHS so that whatever stage you're treated at through the NHS, be it in hospital or your GP surgery, your records can be easily accessed. So these are pretty tough ideas that David Cameron's talking about.
Did he actually go as far as to mention spending cuts?
Well, the Conservatives are not getting into specific figures of saying we're going to cut this amount of billions from their plans if they get into government, because they're saying that's what Labour wants us to do. The phrase that George Osborne uses is, Gordon Brown wants me to write the budget for 2010 now, because then he can A, rip me apart, and B, in a year's time, the world will have changed. It's interesting that the Liberal Democrats, they did write their budget, not that they're going to get into power, they talked about £20 billion of efficiency savings. They've now had to rip that up. You can't write a budget before the moment that you're actually really going to do it. So no, they weren't getting into specific figures of this amount will come off the Ministry of Defence budget, this amount will come off the Ministry of Justice budget, but they did talk about principles. And Philip Hammond, who's the Shadow Chief Secretary to the Treasury, he talked about how it's important to shrink debt as a proportion of GDP at a faster rate than the government. The government wants to get this below the great 40% figure, but not until 2032, and Philip Hammond says we'll do it a lot quicker than that, which would obviously have very serious implications for the level of public spending.
David Cameron also said at the weekend that Gordon Brown's plan to replace MPs' second homes allowance with a daily attendance payment is now dead. Where does this leave Thursday's vote on the Prime Minister's proposals?
Well, it's interesting. David Cameron's language was pretty clear-cut, wasn't it? He had that meeting with Gordon Brown last week and Nick Clegg, where they were meant to sort of thrash out a consensus. And David Cameron said, no, this idea, the Prime Minister's central idea, which is a daily allowance, as he said, that's dead in the water. Where it leaves it is looking pretty tricky. Gordon Brown thought, when he did that YouTube video last week, that he would seize the political initiative, come up with an idea, and the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats would have to back it, because if they didn't, then he'd be able to portray them as the barriers, as blockers of reform. I think where Gordon Brown miscalculated is how unpopular his idea is. This daily allowance, people are just saying, well, that's just what happens in Brussels, and we all know what the Brussels gravy train is like. So his idea has gone down like a lead balloon, and that gives the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats the space to oppose it. Now, Downing Street is saying the Prime Minister still intends to go ahead with this vote on Thursday. Well, if he goes on with it at the moment, he'll probably lose it. So I think there will be discussions, there will be trimming at the edges, because at the moment it seems to be pretty difficult to see how the Prime Minister can get it through.